hand sanitizer, disinfectant sprays, disposable gloves, toilet paper, and thermal scanners, which are perfect for offices, gyms, and other high-traffic businesses. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or call 314-323-0712. 323-0712 and let Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply take your order and take care of you and your business. From the 590 The Fan Camp and Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner is hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
This is Mariah, third generation at Newsetters Fine Jewelry. Buying an engagement ring can be intimidating. At Newsetters, we ensure a complete understanding of your purchase. We offer a choice in both lab and mine-grown diamonds and are able to work with any budget. Let our family help educate you on your choice at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or at wowdiamonds.com.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
Shop local for all of your medical and sanitation supply needs with family-owned St. Louis staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Everyone is getting back to work, and Bertarelli Cutlery can customize your plexiglass dividers for your workplace. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
Matt Borchardt here from South City Staple Edibles and Essentials to tell you that our doors are open for all carryout and online orders in accordance with all CDC guidelines. You can check out our full menu and order now at ediblesandessentials.com. We have our staples like French fries, fried ribs, and banh mi tacos, as well as many items from our deli. Buttonwood Farm eggs, pork chops, bacon, and more are all available by the pound so your kitchen stays stocked during these tough times. Thank you for supporting local.
Kimmel's is back with new outdoor seating and safety protocols, but nothing has changed on their incredible menu with the same recipes treating St. Louis for 93 years. They're still kicking it with nightly music and the best happy hour in STL, Monday through Saturday starting at 3:30 p.m. Easily accessible from anywhere in town with a friendly professional staff and the best owner in the business. Kimmel's Chop House is the perfect stop. Kimmel's, with the new patio, the partitions, and the pasta.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Shop local for all of your medical and sanitation supply needs with family-owned St. Louis staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Everyone is getting back to work, and Bertarelli Cutlery can customize your plexiglass dividers for your workplace. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
The Post Sports Bar and Grill wants to thank everyone for their support. They are happy to announce that they are open for partial dine-in. They will be taking extra precaution to make sure you stay safe during your visit, including sanitation stations, one-time use utensils, and social distancing norms. They've got a new menu they can't wait for you to try out. Still want to post up at home? Order direct from the Post in-house delivery. You can check out all the reopening info, the new menu, and order now at thepostsportsbar.com. Stay posted, my friends.
Diana from Neustetter's Fine Jewelers here to remind you, we don't just offer the best pieces, we offer one of the last master hand engravers in our country. My father can create timeless, personal, and unforgettable pieces. Come by our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or learn more online at wowdiamonds.com.
Home. don't.
You could never do it.
Show it off. I don't need to do that. I'm no Kate Smith.
It is showtime. Kate Smith's estate just called and said thank you.
Welcome.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and peers.
There's no fun left on the
air.
Blackjack and hookers.
Oh.
Not necessarily in that order.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 9th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Bertarelli. Bertarelli Cutlery and More. And a lot of the more is PPE equipment, personal protective equipment, and I am glad to say apparently some school districts are listening to the show, and the people in charge of procuring that equipment have gone to Bertarelli and said, hey, supply our school district, so maybe you should jump on that bandwagon. We'll talk after this. Hey! At the control board. Wow, having to say goodbye to his dad this weekend as dad heads back where this guy lived for 19 years. That would be Great Britain. And for 10 of those years, he lived right where daddy's address is now, Birmingham, England. Yes, he's the father of Theo and son of Dave. Treble Limestone, Limey, Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. That kind of gives me like a biblical feel there. Son of Dave.
Somebody begat, whatever. Is that what it says in Genesis?
Begat somebody.
Yeah.
Begat.
Remember, as a kid, I understand what that meant. Why didn't they just say gave birth to or whatever? Not going to introduce our upcoming winner of today's game because he's not even supposed to really be in here and he just had his own segment last hour, but I'll tell you who is here. The guy who decided not to go northbound or southbound or westbound or... Bill Clevelin, say hello to everybody.
Hello, and I don't think the guy that you didn't introduce has won very many rounds lately.
No. We are happy to report.
I think he's been a winner lately.
As Mike Evans would say, he had his ace kicked a few times lately. Maybe we can do that again today. Behind the coronavirus-proof glass sits Dan Strauss with his trouser mouse. He's in the house.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the entire St. Louis area, with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. They have great rates on car loans and home loans. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Now, in his 39th, 40th, and 41st jobs of his career, 39 would be head of research for this show, 40 would be newsman for this show, and 41 is a job he has outside of this place. What is it? Oh, yes, that is the theme from the Rockford Files. Jim Rockford was in a TV show and not in reality what this guy actually is, a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello, and thank you to the law office of today's trivia winner, Scott Sherman. Bayer has announced it will pay billions to settle lawsuits brought by people that contracted non-Hodgkin's lymphoma using that weed killer Roundup. Even if you haven't filed suit, some of that money might belong to you, and the law office of Scott Sherman is handling Roundup cases and standing by if you are a loved one think you might be eligible. To find out, send them an email. LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com. Again, LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com. And remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be made solely on advertisements.
All right.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
The horse is hind end.
And Rat Boy, he brought a snack in today, but he left it out in his car in the heat. So he just finished drinking a cup of, what did you drink?
Cheese.
He drank a cup of cheese because it all melted.
Could have brought some chips in.
Yeah, should have. That's exactly right. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? We're brought to you by Bertarelli. Let me share a little information with you. Hello, Lindenwood School District. Thank you for being AM and the PM. A representative, Lindenwood, apparently called Bertarelli and said their purchasing department was having difficulty getting orders from companies because they didn't have enough in stock. And the folks at Bertarelli said, well, as the what was the game show where they said, come on down.
Price is Right.
Price is right. Yeah. Bertarelli said, come on down and we'll load you up because they had plenty. And then the Festus School District said, we received a quote from you in May and we like the quote. We are ready for our order. Now, I think the schools in the fall, at least from what I can get from the news, is they're going to try wherever possible to have kids go back to school to some degree. And that's going to mean a lot of PPE, a lot of personal protective equipment, because look, the teachers, the staff, the students, a lot of this is going to be needed, and there are going to be kids who go to school, oh my God, I forgot my mask. Well, they're going to have plenty on hand and supply. If you are in, I don't care if it's a school district or a hospital or any business, or just for you personally, and you're finding it hard to get. Look, I mentioned yesterday on the Today Show, one of the big crawls across the screen was the message, many experiencing shortages of PPE, can't get enough, supplies are short. No, not at Bertarelli. Sorry, New York, you don't have a Bertarelli. You need PPE stuff, then you need to know the name Bertarelli. And you may already know it, but all you know of it is knife sharpening. They sell knives. They take care of a lot of restaurants and kitchens. Yeah, they do all that. But they're also in the PPE business. And again, I think it's important to repeat that they were in it since 2015, because a lot of times a company will jump into something because it's either a fad or it's a temporary need, and they don't know what they're doing. They just got into it because they saw an opportunity. Bertarelli got into the PPE business 5 years ago. There was no COVID-19. This stuff didn't happen, but they realized there were, 5 years ago, businesses that required their employees to wear masks, gloves, shields. They needed plexiglass. They have all that. And hand sanitizer and the thermal scanner. The thing you see people taking people's temperature with before they walk into a concert or what, they have those. They have lots of those. Bertarelli. That's the name you need to know. They are local. It's a family business. They're on Marconi on the Hill. And their website and the link to it can be found at facebook.com/AMandThePM or frankopinion.com. Bertarelli.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma.
I'm guessing we're going to play a game today.
TriviaGangster.com.
Yeah. Window World is proud every day to present this next guy. Window World, as you know, is the number one selling replacement window in the country. And you can find out a whole lot more at windowworldstlouis.com. Give it up for your favorite game show host, Bill Cleveland.
I said people like this.
Hello,
segment.
Bill. They do like it. People love this segment.
Hey, weren't we talking about
people clap?
If it didn't require so much preparation and work, I would say do this every day. Do a game every day. But you have to, you know, it requires work. And I know there's not enough money to have you do that.
Were we talking about Bill getting a TriviaGangster.com website?
It's available. I looked it up.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you better check it again.
Gangster jump or gangsta?
Oh, yeah,
trivia,
right, yeah.
Trivia gangster.
Are we going ER or A on the end? Mm-hmm. Gangsta.
Trivia gangster.
Maybe both. Yeah. Okay. Let's jump right in. Bill. So, as you know, every other week we rotate our game on Thursday. So today will be the day where you will have to name as many things as you can with the topic I present to you.
All right.
And but let's jump right in. Let's do a tiebreaker question. Frank, you're going to have to keep score if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all. Hang on here. I mean, who are we starting with? I'll go counterclockwise.
You. We're going to start with you
so
today.
It'll be so Frank, Limey, and let me look around the room counterclockwise, Dan, and that other guy, and Tim. Okay.
Okay, so there you go. Okay, so here is your tiebreaker trivia question. How many words are there in the official Scrabble dictionary?
Dan.
No, you don't get to go. Every week. How many words are in the official Scrabble dictionary?
Oh, isn't that goodness. Like saying how many words exist?
Yeah, I
think almost.
So.
Well, there are certain words that they just added to Scrabble that are okay or something.
Okay.
But,
all right.
But we're actually asking how many words are there? Because any word that's
question.
A word could be in Scrabble.
So we don't just start take now. This will be the only question we get to do. Right. So go ahead.
Who's first?
You.
You.
I'm going to say 700,000.
Whoa, Limey.
I'll say 600,000.
Dan?
I'll say 500,000.
Scott?
550,000.
Ooh.
And Tim?
No, this is without going over, correct?
Correct.
I'll say 9.
9 words. Okay. That would be an easy game to win.
Okay. All right.
2 billion.
Here we go. Frank, you're up first. Who would you like to challenge?
I would like to challenge Tim Woodburn.
Tim Woodburn is the first challenger of the day. Okay. So here we go. Frank, your question. Types of things that you would find on a map. Types of things you would find when looking at a map. How many do you think you could name?
5.
Tim? Can you do 6?
7.
Whoa. Ooh, jumping ahead. Okay. Frank, can you do 8?
8? Yep.
Okay. Tim? Do you 9?
Yep.
Wow. Frank, can you do 10?
Nope. Let him do it. Let him have it.
9 things, Tim, in 30 seconds. Go.
Streets, roads, boulevards, parks, highways, interstates, bridges, dams, streams.
That does count.
Lakes.
Streams.
Sure. Yeah.
Lakes.
Lakes.
I keep going.
Yeah. He's got it.
Yeah. Good job.
He has 1 point.
And
now,
you lose a point.
Wow.
What?
You lose a point.
Yeah.
You what?
Brother. Okay. Tim is 1. I'm -1. And the other is 0-0-0.
Okay. So, Limey, you are up next. Who would you like to challenge?
I'll challenge Dan.
Oh, great. All
right. Let the competition begin.
We call that the short bus challenge.
Hey, man, you could win. Remember when you won, what was it, Tuesday?
The short bus challenge.
I'm sorry. This is just the way it unfolds here.
It's going to be America. It's going to be America.
Dan laughed the loudest at the short bus challenge, and it was directed at him.
I know.
Right.
I know.
And Limey didn't understand it.
Okay. No. Of the 12 Midwest states, how many can you name? According to the federal government, there are 12 Midwest states. How many can you name?
You can do this. This is your this is your punishment for living in Great Britain.
That's right.
10 years. You just stayed here in America.
I'll say 5.
Okay, Dan, can you do 6?
Is there 5 Midwest?
I just said there's 12.
There's 12.
There's 12. Okay, there's 12.
Five.
Oh, my Lord.
sorry, my bad.
Dan, can you do 6?
7.
Ooh,
oh, wow.
7.
Well, yeah, no, absolutely he can do it.
Yeah, 7 Midwest states. And if you don't name a Midwest state, I will buzz you. All right, go.
Oh, is this me?
Yeah, go.
Oh, okay. 7. Missouri, Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, Arkansas.
No, not a Midwest state.
Oh, crap. Minnesota.
Not a Midwest state. Oh, it is. I'm sorry, it is.
Yeah,
5.
Michigan?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, crap. Where am I? How many?
And Kirkwood.
Six.
And
six?
Out one of more. Time.
Oh,
oh, no, man. Got wait, a point. What did
oh,
I got a point.
What the hell was that?
Yeah. One for Limey, minus one for Dan.
No way. Wow.
That's the you lost tone.
Oh. Missouri, yeah. Illinois, Iowa, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota,
I knew
and
it.
Kansas, I think.
North Dakota and South Dakota.
Did anybody here ever learn the 50 states song?
I forgot.
What is that?
Is the...
Is it... Sorry.
It's a song where you name all 50
sing
states
some
in alphabetical order.
Oh,
it's from a cartoon, isn't it?
Alaska,
it goes Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, yeah. Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, you know, Rhode Island, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee,
It's what a dumb song, but I've never heard it, but apparently it worked.
We learned it at summer camp. We sung it every day.
Wow. Never heard that.
That is awesome.
What did I say Illinois at all?
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, you
oh,
did.
Okay.
Yeah. So Dan loses a
he's
point.
He's a minus one, and Limey gets a point.
I got a point.
So the scores are me minus one, Dan minus one, Limey one, Scott nothing, Tim one.
Okay. Next category goes to Dan Strauss. Dan, who would you like to challenge?
Oh, boy. Well, Scott hasn't been in this. I'll go with Scott.
Yeah. You will challenge Scott. Okay, this is great for Dan. Categories of books.
Oh, my Lord.
How many categories of books can you name?
Two.
Two?
Oh, come on.
Comic and non-comic. Yeah.
Scott?
Seven.
Seven seems to be the number. So
okay. Name those books.
Dan, can you do eight? Or are you going to make
no,
them?
Hell no. I
hell
can't
no.
Do
that. Okay,
I can
ready,
do two.
And go.
Fiction, nonfiction, biography, travel, cooking, religion, science.
Done.
In eight seconds.
So now Scott's on the board with one, and Dan is at a minus two.
Bible.
That's why they call Scott the eight-second man.
It's true.
So now we move to Scott.
It's not why, but it's true.
Scott himself. Scott, who would you like to challenge?
I hate this game.
Limey.
You will challenge Limey. Okay, your category.
I lost.
Maybe not. Name types of products you're likely to find right next to the checkout lane at the store.
Five.
Ooh, right.
Good one.
How many do you think you can name?
Five.
I'll go seven.
Go
seven it
Everybody's
is.
Everybody's going seven.
Scott, can you do eight?
If I say eight, he'll say go. I say seven. Good luck.
All right, okay. Good luck. Go.
Chocolate, chewing gum, magazines, sodas, the little headphones, playing cards, Bluetooth speakers.
Within 10 seconds. Good job.
Bluetooth speakers.
Well, depending on the store.
Yeah.
He didn't say what
I'm going
store.
With South County Walmart.
I've
so
seen that at Big Lots. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good job.
South okay, County hold on Walmart. Here. Limey is now two, and
keep up
Scott is
like
zero.
Limey's
Midwest
two?
States?
Yeah. He was
wow.
one, and now he's two.
That was going to be my question. So the 12 Midwest states, is that pretty much just most of the Louisiana Purchase, like that middle bracket?
It's almost none of the Louisiana Purchase.
Yeah. Brilliant.
So, all right.
Brilliant.
In fact, there's only...
And the current scores are, I'm minus one, Limey is two,
we'll
Dan is
later.
Minus two,
thank
Scott
you.
Is zero, and Tim is one.
Okay, we now move to Mr. Name the States, Tim Woodburn. Who do you want to challenge first?
I'm going to challenge Frank.
Okay.
All right.
I'll challenge Frank. Your category, tourist attractions in St. Louis. How
ooh.
Many can you name?
Ooh.
You can't be thinking of them. How many?
Nine.
Whoa.
No.
Wow. Nine.
Whoa. Holy moly. Yeah.
Take it away.
All right.
Take it away.
Go, Tim.
The Gateway Arch, the St. Louis Science Center, Six Flags, Busch Stadium, Enterprise Center, Forest Park, the Art Museum, Jefferson Barracks National Museum, and...
come on.
10 seconds.
Are you stalling?
The Ed Jones Dome, Hollywood Casino.
No.
Those aren't tourist attractions.
St. Charles River, Mississippi River.
That's not a tourist attraction.
That's not, come on. You
a tourist attraction in the Arts Grounds.
No.
No, you're done. It's a, you were over.
So I believe
how about the brewery?
Said the zoo.
Zoo
Magic Missouri House. History Museum.
Tim
Magic House.
Now the river.
Wow. The brewery?
The Mississippi River. Okay, Tim is at a zero.
Pickleball Museum.
I've dug myself out of minus one, and I'm at zero. Current score, Tim, zero. Scott, zero. I'm zero. Limey is two, wow. And Dan's a minus two. Limey, you're out there in the lead, buddy.
Okay. Ooh, boy. We come back to Frank Opinion. Who would you like to challenge?
I will challenge Limey.
Okay. Yeah, I figured that.
Your category, food you're most likely to find at a concession stand.
Concession stand.
Oh, man.
Like if you go to the stadium, you go to a high school football game or whatever. How many do you think you can name?
I think I can name seven.
You're jumping to seven. Okay. Limey, can you do eight?
No, you can have seven.
Okay, Frank, good luck.
Okay.
Go.
Soda, candy, chips, gum, ice cream, popsicles, which are not the same as ice cream.
Oh, good grief.
And hot dog.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, all right.
You forgot nachos.
I didn't forget anything. I got seven. Yeah. Okay. So
wait, Tim's going to do some research. I like this. You're going to check the concession list?
I'm now one.
I've never seen gum at a concession stand, but that's okay.
I have it.
I have seen gum at a concession stand.
I'm Dan, one. Yep. And, oh, there's gum? Yes, there's
sure,
gum.
Sure, there's gum. And baseball fields all have gum.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's in the lead? Still
well,
Limey?
I'm,
me.
I, oh, no. No, Limey and I are tied with one apiece. Dan's minus two, Scott's zero, and Tim's zero.
Okay, Limey?
Well, I'm going to challenge Frank. I'm going to take his point.
Whoa! Hey! Let's go, buddy.
Okay, your Let's category.
Go. Probably going to regret this.
Okay, your category. Aside from numbers, uh-huh. What kinds of buttons would you find on a remote control?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, my
God. Like just like a TV remote control? Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. Yeah, sure.
What kinds of buttons?
What, like the names of buttons from that you
volume,
would use on a
remote
control? You're looking for a number of...
No, a name
like
of buttons.
Like names of buttons that you would use.
Oh, but you have to name a number of names of buttons, right?
Yes.
No, you can't win or lose. He has to say, I can name five buttons other than numbers, or four buttons.
Yeah,
okay.
We do every round.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Go ahead.
I'll say six.
Okay. Can you do seven, Frank? You watch a lot of TV?
I can do seven.
Okay. Limey, can you do eight?
Yeah, all right. I can do eight.
Wow.
Take it away, buddy.
Eight. 30 okay. seconds.
No
go.
Numbers?
No numbers.
Go. No numbers.
Menu button, volume button, channel button, closed caption button, power button, input button, auxiliary button, and how many is that? Seven?
Seven.
I've got to do one more. Button. power button?
You said power.
Oh, did I say power? Button? Power. My bad.
5 seconds.
Mute button?
That's it.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it, buddy. Oh, yeah.
Mute.
Way to go.
Right at the end.
I was surprised you didn't say, like, channel up, channel down.
I thought he said volume and channel.
Yeah. I mean, you could have said there's two different buttons.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, volume up, matter. Volume down.
He's at two, and I'm back to zero.
I like
to lodge a protest here.
Oh, that's a surprise.
What's the broadcast?
Come on.
This isn't even volume. The Mississippi River Outlook is considered a
you
tourist attraction.
You did not
attraction.
Say the Outlook.
Don't
you
say
said
Outlook.
You, said you absolutely river. Have to say. You said the Missouri.
So if
they
I
said
say the
Mississippi
arch,
River.
Say the Gateway Arch to get it right.
No, but every week it's a battle with.
I know, right?
Bro. Just sing the states and we'll keep pulling.
And Limey once again, way out in the lead with two. I'm a zero. Dan's a minus two. Wow. Scott's a zero, and Tim's a zero.
Okay, so it's now Dan's turn, correct?
Yeah, I hate this game.
I love this game.
I like it.
Pick a partner. Pick a challenger, Dan.
Oh man.
He has two.
Go with Limey.
That'd be correct.
Okay, you picked a good one to challenge Limey on. Your category is national parks.
National parks?
How many national parks can you name, Dan Strauss?
I have no idea what the national parks are. Yeah, I know what some of them are.
Well,
but
how
I
many
can't...
can you name?
Three.
Blimey, can you name four? I would be.
Yeah, all right.
Surreal. Okay. Dan, can you name five?
Wow.
Come on, Dan. He lives in Great Britain.
What is considered a national park,
right? A national park.
Hey, for 19 years, this guy went to Great Britain. Kick his butt.
Yeah, but I have to, if I have to say five, I have to name five.
Well, yeah, that's the way it works.
That's how it works.
I'd let him guess four if I were you. But
all right,
me.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Limey. Guess those four parks.
And go.
Yellowstone National Park, Yosemite National Park, the Grand Canyon, that's the national park, and the Gateway Arch Grounds, that's considered national park as well.
Yeah, good job.
Now he's really in the lead.
I hate you guys.
With three, and Dan is minus three. He's really in not the lead. So all I need to say is, Limey, you're way out ahead.
Thanks.
With three.
Should we end the game?
Well, if you got another one, we could.
I mean, I have a bunch more, but if we're out of time,
just
we can
for the
just
heck
it right
of
now.
It,
we'll do one more.
One more with Scott.
Yeah. Okay. One more. Scott.
Limey.
Okay.
double.
Make
this daily
worth,
double.
Make this worth three.
Not double.
Triple like Jeopardy.
He actually can't lose. Limey's going to win, but let's just do another one.
Okay. Scott, your category: sports that use a ball.
10.
No hesitation.
Wow.
Can you do 11?
Yeah, sure, I can do 11.
Go ahead.
All right. Help him keep track. Go.
Snooker, pool.
Snooker?
What the heck
is that?
Don't interrupt him.
Don't interrupt me, man. Sorry. Snooker, pool, billiards, polo, bocce ball. That's what you guys call it over here. Soccer, American football, baseball, basketball. Did I say polo yet?
I think so.
Oh, okay, crap. So I got two more. Pele, and one more with a ball. Rugby.
What's Pele?
Pele's a football.
Oh, is it Pele?
Hi-Li.
There you go. Thank you, Hi-Li.
No, you can't get that because we had to tell you Hi-Li.
My bad, then. Sorry. Okay.
Pele's a soccer player.
Now you're he is. Oh, my God, he is.
I like to lodge a protest.
Snooker
no
and billiards.
You don't have to protest because he lost.
But I want him to get down his score because I don't want him to beat us as bad as he did.
But he's knocked down anyway.
Darts, pool, snooker, and chess are not sports because a sport requires physical assertion. They're games.
Shut up, Tim.
No, Tim. He lost.
Shut up.
He lost.
But
he lost.
Snooker and pool.
Snooker is a sport. It's a national sport.
No, snooker is an action in billiards.
It's a game.
It's a sport.
Okay. He lost.
Oh,
so,
man.
But he wins the contest.
I still win anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen,
second
winning with a score of 2, and everybody else, it doesn't matter. Limey.
Thank you.
Green man.
This game brought to you by Advil. Real quick, the tiebreaker question. How many words are in the official Scrabble dictionary? Frank said 700,000. Limey said 600,000. Dan said 500,000. Scott said 555,000. And Tim said nine words. The answer is 180,000.
I win.
Tim would
have won. Tim wins with things like no score and an answer of 9 words in the English language.
Frank, Tim's the guy at the craps table that's always behind the line, hoping everybody misses their number.
That's called the don't pass line.
The don't pass line.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations, Limey.
Yeah, Thank you. Second week in a row. Mm.
And you know who didn't win this week?
Me.
That dessert. Scott Sherman didn't win.
I never win this game.
No, I never win.
I don't think I've won this game.
He got his ace kicked again.
Okay, all right. 2-1. Weekend. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more information. We're going to bring Mike Evans in early today because he's going to tell us another one of his life stories. And he has plenty of them. I want to mention an event. This is somewhat personal. It's a cousin of my daughter-in-law. And I told you several months ago that this couple, the Johnleys, lost their little 4-year-old girl to a freak accident on their farm. And this Saturday, the 11th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Aquila Barn on John Creech Road in Moscow Mills, they're going to be holding a Sunflower Family Festival benefiting Breeze Gift. Breeze Gift is an organization that's been established to raise money to help people who don't have children and can't have children have the funds to adopt children. And Adopting a child can cost upwards of $40,000. This is a family-friendly event. Activities for kids, bubble bus, bounce house, snow cones, ice cream, balloon artists, all that. $10 per car. It's a good deal. Food and drinks included, barbecue, Chick-fil-A, soda, beer, water. Again, it's Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., Moscow Mills, Aquila Barn on John Creech Road. It is a it's a good thing. And it's
the bubble
very
bus is so much fun.
And what is that?
It's this big truck, and it comes, and they just, it's just like millions of bubbles that come out of this thing.
Oh,
and kids and adults can run through it. It is a blast.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Ladies, get in here, please. We have Mike in a little bit early.
Ooh, that's nice.
I'm not going to do the fly lights. I'm going to save it for later. No. This is a quick one. This is a story of a guy who is, and we've all met these guys. They're super confident. They think they're God's gift, that women will fall all over themselves for them. And they have a level of confidence most guys just don't have. And this is such a guy. He's a super stud. And he's at a bar. And he keeps looking at his watch. And he's doing it deliberately near a really good-looking girl. And she says, is your date late? He goes, oh, no. He says, my dates are never late. My dates show up early for the chance to spend an evening with me. She says, right. She says, so why do you keep looking at your watch? She said, well, it's a brand-new watch. It's just state-of-the-art. I'm the only guy that has one. They aren't even available yet on the regular market. She says, yeah. And what's so special about it? He says, well, it talks to me telepathically. My watch tells me things. She says, oh, really? And what's your watch telling you? He says, well, my watch is telling me right now that you're not wearing any panties. She says, well, it must be broken because I am wearing panties. And he says, oh, I just noticed it's an hour fast.
Get a check on traffic, here's Tori Lyons.
Sport is sponsored by On the Run. Try the new Cuban wrap, fresh Caesar salad, or another grab-and-go item. And On the Run will donate $1 to help feed those in need right here at home. A hit-and-run accident in Illinois, westbound 64 at 255. Accident St. Charles Rock Road, north of 270. You're just slow westbound 70 at 141. And now we have a hit-and-run accident eastbound 70 near Wentzville Parkway. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Shop local for all of your medical and sanitation supply needs with family-owned St. Louis staple, Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Everyone is getting back to work, and Bertarelli Cutlery can customize your plexiglass dividers for your workplace. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
You can't get any more local than Appliance Discounters. My sister and I were born and raised right here in the Lou. We know how important it is to shop local.
At Appliance Discounters, we make it easy to shop local. We offer a great selection, which includes a creative line of GE Cafe appliances, a knowledgeable sales staff, and most importantly,
the lowest prices every day, along with cash rebates up to $2,000 on select GE Cafe packages.
So check out the amazing GE Cafe appliance line at your locally owned, proud to be St. Louis grown Appliance Discounters.
Kemal's is back with new outdoor seating and safety protocols, but nothing has changed on their incredible menu with the same recipes treating St. Louis for 93 years. They're still kicking it with nightly music and the best happy hour in STL, Monday through Saturday starting at 3:30 p.m. Easily accessible from anywhere in town with a friendly professional staff and the best owner in the business. Kemal's Chop House is the perfect stop. Kemal's, with the new patio, the partitions, and the pasta.
Our next guest, as they say on, you know, like real shows, is going to share another one of his life stories with us. He's Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. I had lunch there today. It was a business lunch, so I didn't have to pick up the tab, and it was even more enjoyable. And guess what they had on the lunch menu? Fried green tomatoes, which you can't find anywhere, and they were fantastic. I don't think they have them all the time. I can't guarantee that, but they had them today. Annie Guns, next door is the Smokehouse Market. They are in Chesterfield Valley, east of most of that. Other stuff, they're closed only on Monday. And gift cards are always a good idea for anybody. Anybody, nobody wouldn't love a gift card from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse Market. You need reservations for Annie Guns for dinner, certainly, and I would advise you get reservations for lunch at Annie Guns as well. And now from Dallas, Texas, here is Mike Evans. So you're going to share another one of your Mike Evans life stories with us today.
Yeah, and I was going to do some O.J., but, you know, Cheryl, I said, we're having dinner, and Cheryl goes, O.J.'s, forget O.J. She gave me a couple of ideas.
Right.
Of things I have, stories I haven't talked about that are really kind of cool. My best friend who was the book is coming out around Christmas time about us impersonating two people singing. This is back in the 60s. He just passed away, but I'm reminded that when he was a singer, this is after we did our impersonation, he was singing at clubs in Redondo Beach and Manhattan Beach and Hermosa Beach and with some other guys. And I was doing mornings at K-Rock back then. And they would finish their gigs, you know, like at 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'd be in bed because I had to get up at 5:30 to drive to the station to do my morning show. And him and this buddy of his he was singing with would come in, and they would like be drinking and playing guitar and singing in the front room and waking me up. So I finally had enough. I told him a couple times, don't wake me up. Finally, I came in the front room, and I'm screaming bloody murder. JT was my roommate. He was my roommate, so that's why he was there. I go, JT, I know you live here. But you guys come in here after you work at some frickin' nice goofy club and keep me awake. I'm a morning guy on radio. I need my sleep. So no more. I go, JT and your buddy, Vince Gill, no more can come in here with your caterwauling.
Now, there are a lot of people listening who don't know who Vince Gill is.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I do.
Come on.
No.
Everybody knows who Vince Gill is.
They don't. Limey, do you know who it is?
I do not know who that is.
Mike, I'm telling you, but
he's from another country.
No, Mike, I did country music for a long time. You'd be surprised how many people don't know who Vince Gill is, but they should. He is one of the greatest guitar player, singer, songwriters ever, and he's a scratch golfer.
I threw him out of my apartment. Told him that I didn't need his caterwauling.
He's married to Amy Grant.
Yeah,
and he is one of the most talented people I have ever listened to.
Well, I thought you'd like that story, but I guess not. But I got another one for you.
All right.
That you haven't told you.
All right.
So this is going back a long time ago. This is going back. I'm 17 years old, 18 maybe 18. Joey Page had a song, Goodnight My Love, Daddy's Home. He was on the regular on the Shindig Show and the Hullabaloo Show, Lloyd Thaxton Show. And he and I were really good friends, and I had phony ID, and we had gone to the Red Carpet Club in Hollywood on Cahuenga. Got drunk, went back to his house. I crashed at his house. I was sleeping on the couch. And Joey was sleeping in the bedroom, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, there's a pounding on the door. And Joey opens the bedroom door. He goes, answer the door. I go, I don't want to answer. He goes, answer the damn door. So I open the door. This is January of 1964. It's 47, 57, 59, 60, 1, 2, 3. I was 17. I open the door. He goes, who is it? I said, it's the Rolling Stones.
What?
The Rolling Stones. So here's the backstory on that. A year and a half earlier, Joey Page was on the Dick Clark Caravan with Jan and Dean and a couple of other people in England, the Dick Clark Caravan that he took over there and did a whole bunch of local gigs over a three-month period. And the band that backed up the solo singers and like Jan and Dean, the duos, was the Rolling Stones. They were the backup band. They weren't even doing their own stuff. This was a year and a half earlier. And Joey, when it used to rain, and they had to stay asleep. The Stones slept in this big tour bus, and during the bad weather, Joey and them would get high, smoke some pot, and he'd let them stay in his hotel room. And he became really, really close, especially with Brian Jones and Bill Wyman. And they told him, they said, you know what, if we ever make it big, we ever get to the States, the first thing we're going to do is come hang out with you, because they became really good friends. And they had just become popular. They flew to L.A. for the first time from England. They got in the middle of the night, and the first place they came was to Joey Page's house. And we spent a week, and Mick Jagger smoking dope out on the Santa Monica Pier. It was unbelievable.
But you couldn't have really appreciated it because there's no way you could have known how big they were about to become.
Well, they were just becoming big.
Yeah.
They came to the United States to do some shows. They weren't as big as the Beatles. It was maybe in the end of 63, the very end of 63. They were just behind the Beatles, but they were big. I mean, they were huge. We went to the Whiskey A Go Go one night, and this woman, this big old fat lady, comes up to Mick Jagger. We're all drunk. We're all smoking pot. We're out of it. And this woman says, I want your autograph. I want your autograph. She goes, I just love you Beatles. And Mick Jagger stood up and peed on the table at the Whiskey A Go Go.
I don't think that surprises anybody.
Cussing her out. You son of a bitch, don't you know where the Rolling Stones? It was unbelievable. It was a week that I'll never forget. So there's a little story I don't think I've ever even shared with you, Frank.
I'm gonna not to one up you, but I think you'll really appreciate. I'm gonna try and do this in a minute. You'll love this story, and it has to do with the Rolling Stones. In the 70s, I guess, there's a guy in St. Louis who managed a recording studio, and he was a good friend of mine, and he said, guess who's in town at the same time? Stevie Wonder and the Rolling Stones, and they want to come by and rehearse and record their rehearsal in the studio. And when he told me, I thought, this is incredible. Now check this out. When they pulled up, the Rolling Stones were in a white stretch limo. Behind it was Stevie Wonder in a station wagon.
Was he driving?
No. His driver had him in the passenger seat of a station wagon. And I said to my buddy, I said, wow. I said, you know, the Rolling Stones are in a white limo, but Stevie Wonder's in a station wagon. And my buddy said, yeah, but he doesn't know he's in a station wagon. No, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's a true story. I thought, think about it. He wouldn't know. He could have said, is this a limo? Yes, Stevie, it's a limo. It was just a Ford station
seconds.
Wagon. Yeah. Oh, 10 seconds. No, we can't do it. Aloha Thursday. We're not going to make it.
They were going to play the Aloha for happy Aloha Thursday. Hooey, hooey, ho.
Short version, thank a police officer every chance you get, especially now, and have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. goodbye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis.
Bye-bye. 590 The Fan, with your local talent covering your St. Louis team. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports Trending now.
The Big Ten will play only conference games this fall in all of its sports. They feel that schedule will give them the greatest flexibility to adjust during the season based on the fluid nature of the pandemic. So that cancels the Ohio State at Oregon football game in September, among others. The Big Ten's new schedule will come out later, maybe next week. It's possible the league will now play 10 conference games each this year instead of 9. The conference says it's also prepared not to have any games to ensure the health of its student athletes. Notre Dame's athletic director said he's more pessimistic now that college football would start on time. He says we need to spend more time planning alternatives. The ACC says its fall sports schedule won't start until September 1st at the earliest. The Knicks interviewed Tom Thibodeau for head coach today. He's the leading candidate for the job, according to ESPN. Tiger Woods will play in next week's Memorial Tournament. I'm Steve DeSeg.
Do you know who this is?